Own Your Health Podcast. I'm Cindy Lynn, and I can't wait to help you step into your health power. And power is what we're talking about today. So this is the third in a series of white coat syndrome. First, we talked about blood pressure. And then last week, we talked about white coat syndrome and your memory. And today, we're talking about white coat syndrome and your power. So stepping into your power is one of the main reasons that I do this podcast. I want to help you feel confident and powerful as you enter into making arrangements and decisions about your health and your healthcare. So I'm going to tell you about two times that I see most commonly with my clients that this goes wrong, that people kind of either give up or lose their power. And the first is when people walk into the clinic or walk into the hospital and simply just give up their power. They kind of jump on a conveyor belt and whatever happens, happens. And this can be a mindset. This can be something that's been taught and handed down through generations that this is just what you do. You go sit in front of the doctor and he lets you know what's going to happen with your health and your life. But if you're watching this podcast or you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing you want something different. And that's why we're here. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So if you walk in and give up all your power, this is kind of what it sounds like. This is what I hear from clients. Oh, I'm not looking forward to that appointment because I know they're going to make me take blood pressure pills. I don't want to go to the appointment. I don't even want to talk to the doctor about it because I know he's going to put me on a statin. I don't want to go to the doctor because I know I've missed two of these tests. I know I don't want to go to the doctor because they're going to make me go ahead, fill in the blank, whatever that is. And if you've ever felt that way, that is before you even walk into the place, giving up your power, right? Because if you are an independent adult, nobody can make you do any of those things, right? You have the choice whether or not to take the pill, whether or not to take the test, whether or not to go to this appointment or that appointment, or to follow any of the advice. Now, a couple of things happen. One is if you never follow the advice, that physician may no longer want to treat you. Excuse me. And that's fine because if he gives advice that isn't consistent with how you want to manage your healthcare, you may want a different provider or a different type of provider. You may not be a match, and that's okay. Because guess what? You as a patient can fire your doctor, and your doctor can actually fire you as a patient. And when you don't match up, that's essentially what happens. You find a different doctor. If you consistently get information and advice that doesn't align with what you know is best for yourself or how you want to lead your life and your health, then it's time for a new provider. And that's okay. That's part of taking your power. Very often, there's subtleties. There's things that can be done differently to make that relationship more of a coworker, more of a collegial, a partnership in your health. And that involves you participating and you stepping up to the plate. And that means that when you walk in the door, you can't just say, okay, here I am, do with me what you like, and then you not like it. So we have responsibility in here. We have accountability in here along with this ownership. So the second thing I see, and this is a little bit more subtle, but I see people who question the doctor's decisions for them rather than questioning themselves or their condition. So asking questions about their own body, their condition, their treatment options. Okay. So it's certainly your right to question a decision that your doctor makes, but to recognize the subtlety of that power, if you want a coworker, if you want a collaborative relationship, then recognizing the subtlety between those two is really important. Because face it, any professional does not enjoy being questioned about their decisions. And in a very patriarchal system, like the medical, the current healthcare system, doctors with many, many years of training and many, many hours of experience under their belt don't necessarily want to be questioned about their decisions. So let me give you an example of this in real life, and that probably I'll give you an example from my own life. Okay, so I had some suspicious looking complex cysts and was referred for surgical intervention, met with the surgeon. She recommended surgery and helpfully suggested that she could get me in the following week. And I could have questioned her saying, Do I really have to do it next week? Can I do it some other time? That's questioning what her decision was on her part in my care. So what I did is, rather than questioning her decision, I asked a better question myself. And that was, I have a vacation coming up next week. What are the risks, or what are the implications, if I put surgery off until the week after that? And you know what? I was so glad that I asked, because as we've discussed before, my surgeon was simply trying to be efficient and get this taken care of as soon as possible. When I told her I had vacation planned and I was looking very much forward to it, she said, absolutely, go enjoy your vacation. We can do it when you get back. There's absolutely no additional risk. And the situation may not always be that clean, but I can tell you from my experience as a nurse that when patients feel more in control of the situation, when they have an opportunity to actually get things taken care of in their lives, they're much more ready for surgical procedures or other interventions. And the outcomes are much better. And I've seen this with, parents who've not wanted to miss important graduations or important milestones for their kids. And if they ask the question, can this wait? What are the implications if I wait? You can get information with which you can make a decision. And that's the shift that we want. That's the shift in power that we want. If the information that you get when asking your question is that I think there's a really high risk and I think we need to do this within the next 24 hours, then you can make a decision with that information. If something doesn't really matter for a week or two or a few more days or whatever that time period is, then it's very valuable to feel in control and to be able to get some things in order in life and then take care of your health. And you never know that until you ask the question and you can make the decision, because the decision is always up to you, whether it's medication, whether it's testing, whether it's procedures, whether it's timing of procedures, whether it's time to see a different type of practitioner or a new practitioner. That is yours. And you can do all of this with grace, and you can do it with confidence. And frankly, you can do it really without irritating anyone, because when I talk about taking your power back or having power in this relationship, it sounds very confrontational, but it doesn't have to be. You can coordinate. You can collaborate with your healthcare providers to have better, stronger outcomes and stay in your power. And that's what we're all about here. So until next week, go out and own it. The information contained in this podcast is provided for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. I am a nurse, but I'm not your nurse. Please see your personal healthcare provider for any concerns.